This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you're wandering in the Northwoods of Solon Springs, you might hear Ryan Frain playing his piano, in his home, of course. And when he's not playing, he's talking about music, jazz in particular, as a professor of music at the University of Minnesota Duluth. One of the most iconic jazz recordings he can tell you all about is the Miles Davis record, Kinda Blue, held as likely the greatest jazz album ever. Tonight at the West Theater in Duluth, he and fellow jazz masters will do more than talk about the album. They'll perform it live in a candlelit session, both replicating the work and bringing their own solo interpretations to it. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ryan Frain.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be here.
So tell us, why is Kinda Blue considered the greatest jazz record ever, or should we just listen to it to find out?
Yeah, I think both. This record is as highly regarded by critics and musicians and the general listening public. Those are three oftentimes very different opinions on art. And I think in this case, everyone agrees. So I think that's one of the reasons that it's not arguable that it's one of the greatest jazz records of all time. You could go simply by numbers of record sales. You know, I think it's five times platinum is what they call it. Sold over 5 million copies. I think in the liner notes, Bill Evans says something about, you know, it's one thing to have everybody kind of onto a common goal with improvisation, but for everyone to, you know, give in enough so that the thing really works is something kind of magical.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned liner notes, which dates you and dates me and dates the album. It was recorded in 1959. In addition to Bill Evans on piano and, of course, Miles Davis on trumpet, there's a second pianist, Wynton Kelly, and they sort of switch off back and forth, Bill Evans and Wynton Kelly. Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and John Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley on sax. So you get to channel Wynton Kelly and Bill Evans. That has to be intimidating even for someone as accomplished as you are.
It is, and that's a great point. You know, so at this time, if you think about Miles Davis and his trajectory, he had been coming from what people call the first great quintet. At the time, he had started using Wynton Kelly more, and Bill Evans was kind of moving his way out of Miles' group. And some of the stories that are told say that when Kelly was playing on, you know, Freddie the Freeloader, it was just kind of something that Miles let him do so he wouldn't feel so bad about not being on the record. And when I think about my jazz piano heroes, I mean, obviously Bill Evans, for 96% of jazz piano players, it has some, you know, level of high importance. And Wynton Kelly certainly, you know, everybody knows what to play on Freddie the Freeloader because of the way Wynton Kelly played the backgrounds on piano.
Well, let's hear a bit of Wynton Kelly's version and then segue into yours. Music from Kinda Blue, the classic album by the Miles Davis Quintet. The music will be replicated and expanded upon in Kinda Blue, a candlelight session at the West Theater in Duluth at 7:30 tonight. The pianist in the performance is Ryan Frain of Solon Springs. Tell me about the others in the group.
Sure. We've got an all-star cast. I'll start with the Miles Davis stand-in right away. That's David Edmond, one of my colleagues at UMD, a wonderful trumpet player. He knows this record inside and out. At rehearsals, it was really fun hearing how he was playing things. Then Cannonball, who is playing alto saxophone on this record, is going to be covered by Randy Lee. Paul Peterson is going to cover Coltrane. Paul Peterson is actually a Twin Cities musician, and Paul is going to be playing tenor saxophone. Another one of my colleagues, Gordon Lewis, is going to play the bass part of Paul Chambers. And then Rick Bruner is kind of spearheading putting this event on and is going to play the drums in place of Jimmy Cobb. A little bit more history on how this album was put together. When Miles came to the recording session, he just came up with some ideas. He kind of gave everybody a set of notes or scales to use rather than lots of chord changes. And everything was kind of spur of the moment.
All right, let's hear another selection. This is Bill Evans' solo in Flamenco Sketches, followed by Your Own. Listeners will take away from this program?
I hope we can relay just sitting back and taking in an entire recording. We're not planning on any speaking during that second half of the show. We're just going to play that record top to bottom and try to recreate what it sounds like. So if they can leave just with some of that experience that is created through the original recording, that would be a great deal.
All right. We've been speaking with Bill Evans. No, we haven't. We've been speaking with Ryan Frayne, who's channeling Bill Evans and Wynton Kelly at the live performance of Kinda Blue, a candlelight session at the West Theater in Duluth at 7:30 tonight. Thank you for joining us, Ryan.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, as usual, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.